Good different this morning, though, Brother James. It's a good different. For those of you that are gathered here this morning, precious loved ones, our precious pastor here, all of those in your homes today, I'd like to welcome you to Union Church. This is our home. It's our home. In this world, anyway. I've been calling this home a long time. You know, I've read this week a lot of places that a lot of people don't agree with the churches getting back. And been critical of those churches that do. With the excuse, I don't want to call it an excuse, brethren. We know that this is real and we need to have caution, but with the reasoning that the church is just a building, that this building is just a building, it's not the church. You know, if you ask those that came before us, though, that if this place was just a building, you know, I wonder, you think Brother Leon Matthews, when I look at these rafters, the new ceiling we have in this church. You think if you asked him if this was just a building, that he would say it was just a building? No. This is not just a building. This is the Lord's house. Sacred ground. Now, without all of you, it's not a church. It's not the body of Christ. But I tell you this morning, it's more than just a building. This Bible says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. There's some things that stand the test of time. There's some things that don't need to change. Let's not get lax and get comfortable in our homes. I know that's easy to do. And let's pray that this thing would be over, that we can all gather together once again and feel safe and feel comforted. Now, we serve a God that can do that. But brethren, I stand before you this morning and say, there's some things worth holding on to. There's some things that stand the test of time. If you will, turn with me. And I just have a simple verse this morning. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 21. It says, prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. A simple verse, but with some good advice, some good instruction. It says, prove all things, all things. We're supposed to search out. You know, if you want to try to prove something, you have to search for evidence. You have to search for those things. You have to make the effort. Whatever we're doing, whether it's in the church or in our lives, we need to prove those things. And then it says, once we've proved them, it says to hold fast that which is good. How are you going to find out what's good? You got to prove it. You got to prove what's good. But then after we've proved it, it says, hold fast that which is good. And in verse 22, it says, abstain from all appearance of evil. So we need to prove what's good, and then we need to get away from all that stuff that's evil. I tell you this morning, it's been proven that being in the church house is good. Worshiping our Lord and Savior is good. Being together as a body of Christ is good. It's been good for me in my life, I tell you what. It's helped me. It's helped me abstain from all that that's evil. When I do wrong, if I come back to this house, I find out real quick. I find out real quick what I've been doing wrong. And I'm able to correct those things if the Lord be my helper. But we need to prove those things. And it says to hold. Hold fast that which is good. I like stuff that's good. I like to hold fast. I like good food. I don't want bad food. I want to hold on to all those good things. The Lord's prepared us a place that we can hold on. This, everything about God is good. Everything He has for us is good. Everything that He puts in this Word is good. And we need to prove those things and put them in our hearts and hold fast to them. Because when we do those things, what does it do? If you will, turn me to Philippians in chapter 4 and verse 8. In verse 8 it says, finally. This is a conclusion. It says, finally. This is the conclusion of some thoughts here in chapter 4. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. We're supposed to be studying the Word. We're supposed to be proving those things. We're supposed to be thinking on those things. And what are these things? What is virtuous? What is lovely? Verse 9, it goes on and says, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me. What was the brother telling about? The brother was telling about Jesus all the time. That's the good things. That's the virtuous thing. That's the truth. The things of God. That's what God's people need to be holding fast to and dwelling with. So those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. Do those things. And what? And the God of peace shall be with you. You're going to have peace in this life, child of God. You need to be proving those things. You need to be doing those things. You need to be holding fast. Hold fast to the things of God. And you'll have peace. I thank you for your good orientation, Brother James.